Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday conferred 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Sri Awards for the year 2024 on several eminent personalities during civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. They were awarded for their exceptional and distinguished services. President Murmu conferred Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu in the field of public affairs, Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam in the field of art, and Bindeswar Bhattak posthumously in the field of social work. The President also conferred Padma Bhushan on actor Mithun Chakraborty for his dynamic performances and powerful portrayals in Bengali and Hindi cinema, and famous singer Usha Uttup in the field of art. Veteran tennis player Rohan Bopanna received the Padma Shri for his contribution in the field of sports. Inspector General of Assam Rifles, North Major General Manish Kumar, called upon Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, at Rajbhavan Kohima yesterday. During the interaction, the Inspector General briefed the Governor on the overall security situation in Nagaland and adjoining areas of South Arunachal Pradesh. He reinforced Assam Rifles' commitment to the well-being of the people through a synergistic approach with all the stakeholders, civil society, security agencies, and close connect with different strata of society. The Governor was also briefed on the role of Assam Rifles in ensuring peace during the recently conducted elections in Nagaland. The Election Commission has constituted a task force to monitor heat wave conditions before every phase of the Lok Sabha polls. The task force comprises officials from the Election Commission, IMT, National Disaster Management Authority, and the Ministry of Health. They will review the impact of heat wave and humidity 5 days before each polling phase for any concerning developments and mitigatory measures. The Commission will also hold a separate review with State Chief Electoral Officers to ensure adequate arrangements at polling stations, including shamiana, drinking water, fans and other assured minimum facilities. In Manipur, the re-polling at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency was held peacefully yesterday amidst tight security arrangements. The re-poll registered 81.61% of voter turnout. The voting on April 19 in the first phase witnessed riots, violence and proxy voting, following which the CEO of Manipur submitted a report on the same to ECI and accordingly the re-polls were held. Meanwhile, the election campaigning for the second phase Lok Sabha election 2024 has intensified in Manipur. The polls for 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency will be held on April 26. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Kohima, Kumar Ramnikant, has informed all the commercial vehicle drivers and owners requisitioned for the general election to the Lok Sabha 2024 that the hiring or halting charges for the vehicles deployed on election duty will be dispersed on 25th and 26th of April from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The disbursement will take place from the Office of the Deputy Commissioner and DEO Kohima, transport cell at ground floor. For taxi or light motor vehicles, payment will be dispersed on 25th, while for sumo and pickup or buses on 26th April. The Deputy Commissioner further informed that a payment will be entertained only on the production of the original requisition order and duty slip. Deputy Commissioner Chumukirima has informed that the segment of National Highway 29 between Dimapur and Kohima on the four-lane road from Chate River Bridge Batkai Junction to Kokitolong River Bridge has been closed for all traffic, both light and heavy vehicles, for 3 hours till 11th May. In a note, the Deputy Commissioner said the closure is being carried out in view of the restoration work for removal of overhanging rocks and implementation of safety measures before the monsoon season. The order stated that to minimize public inconvenience and undertake safety-related works, the road is being closed from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. During the road closure time, all traffic has been diverted from 7th Mile Junction via Bimla to Mainamtsi and Janapani and vice versa. All commuters are advised to plan their journey accordingly to avoid the inconvenience. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.